From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is heading to Italy for the G8 summit, where he'll work with other world leaders on plans to combat climate change. The group has drafted a statement embracing a target for limiting the rise in average planetary temperatures. Anti-globalization groups have vowed to hold demonstrations across Italy this week. A crowd of demonstrators blocked Rome's main train station yesterday. Pop star Michael Jackson got a star-studded farewell yesterday in downtown Los Angeles. 20,000 ticketed fans, family and friends, and media from around the world attended a memorial service at the Staples Center. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Michael Jackson's 11-year-old daughter, Paris Michael Catherine, brought the house down with her grief.
Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Michael Jackson's brother, Jermaine, was among those singing tearful tributes. He wore Michael's signature beaded glove to sing his brother's favorite song.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
Countless people around the globe watched on TV and online as friends and family said goodbye to the king of pop. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Vice President Joe Biden says that the administration is making some major moves toward improving the safety of the nation's food supply. NPR's Joanne Silberner has the story.
Vice President Joseph Biden joined the heads of the Departments of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture to talk about the changes. Biden estimated that 1 in 4 people get sick every year from contaminated food, an untenable situation.
You know, there are few responsibilities more basic or more important than for the government to making sure that our families in America eat food that is not contaminated, that's safe.
Biden announced that HHS and the USDA are now developing new safety standards for eggs, poultry, beef, and some produce, and increasing inspections of food processing facilities. The initiatives are planned to coordinate with legislation now making its way through Congress to give the Food and Drug Administration more money and power. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
Oscar Meyer, the retired chairman of the Wisconsin-based meat processing company that bears his name, has died at the age of 95. His wife says he died of natural causes on Monday. Oscar Meyer was the third Oscar Meyer in the family who founded the family company. This is NPR News. A panel for the American Bar Association has rated Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor well qualified for the job, but conservatives stepped up their criticism of her, citing lingering questions about the judge's racial views. The National Rifle Association wants to hear about Sotomayor's views on the Second Amendment before deciding whether to take a position on her nomination. Sotomayor's confirmation hearings begin next week. The ousted president of Honduras and a leader of the group that replaced him have agreed to allow Costa Rican President Oscar Arias to mediate the power struggle. Barry Schwein reports.
Both ousted President Manuel Zelaya and Roberto Micheletti, who replaced him in a coup, agreed to dialogue under the auspices of President Arias in Costa Rica. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's hopeful democratic constitutional order can be restored. Arias won the Nobel Peace Prize for helping to restore order in El Salvador in 1987. The coup in Honduras also has torn the country apart, with widespread opposition to Zelaya for trying to change the constitution so he could have another term as president. His successor, Roberto Micheletti, has refused to permit him even to return to the country, but now says he wants dialogue. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
Pakistani officials say several suspected U.S. drones have been fired on a training camp in the South Waziristan region in a stronghold of Pakistan Taliban leader Baitullah Massoud. An intelligence official say there were unconfirmed deaths. It was the second missile attack by suspected drones in Pakistan's tribal lands in the past 24 hours. This is NPR News from Washington.